Now, let us begin with question number 11. Number 11.
When does the contract expire?
A.
On page 2 at the bottom.
B.
Not until next November.
C.
No, but when I see him, I'll ask.
Number 12.
How many people came to the shareholder meeting?
A.
It will be next week.
B.
Less than 100.
C.
It was pretty positive.
Number 13.
Should I call and cancel your appointment?
A.
Yes, would you please?
B.
No, I'm afraid I can't make it.
C.
I'll look forward to seeing you.
Number 14.
When can construction start?
A.
It took us about 2 years to build.
B.
As soon as we can bring equipment on site.
C.
It's coming along nicely, actually.
Number 15.
Who has the better proposal?
A.
Yes, they certainly do.
B.
It's much better, thank you.
C.
It's too early to tell.
Number 16.
Do you really think that we can meet the April 10th deadline for submitting the application?
A.
Only if we manage to push the team a little harder.
B.
Yes, I think that's a good time to go visit.
C.
We'll have to include our company's business license on the form.
Number 17.
When can you ship the next consignment?
A.
The ship was sent to the scrap heap last week.
B.
It's a difficult assignment.
C.
By the end of next week.
Number 18.
Are you planning on returning to school for a graduate degree?
A.
It's hard to say right now, although I think about it often.
B.
I studied for an accounting MBA at Dongxing University.
C.
You have to have great grades to be accepted.
Number 19.
What do you think of this new stock?
A.
It's too risky to purchase right now.
B.
I might get involved in the stock market one day.
C.
Were you there when it happened?
Number 20.
Hasn't boarding begun for this flight yet?
A.
We'll be arriving in Denver soon.
B.
One-way tickets are $397.
C.
Not for another 30 minutes, I'm afraid.
Number 21.
How are our sales in Europe this year?
A.
The trip was pretty interesting.
B.
They're a bit down.
C.
It's a very promising market.
Number 22.
Could you forward me a copy of that email?
A.
I already did a minute ago.
B.
I didn't receive it.
C.
Yes, email is so convenient.
Number 23.
Where's the profit section of this report?
A.
Have you seen it too?
B.
It's on line 3.
C.
They should rise this year.
Number 24.
Why are all the stores closed today?
A.
Just a few minutes ago.
B.
It's a national holiday.
C.
I'm too tired to shop now.
Number 25.
This blouse is just too expensive.
A.
No, it doesn't come in any other colors.
B.
Yes, but the quality is excellent.
C.
Yes, using cash would be fine.
Number 26.
Will the company pay for this dinner?
A.
Yes, I thought it was tasty too.
B.
Okay, let's eat in a few minutes.
C.
Of course, because we entertained clients.
Number 27.
Is this train headed for Prague?
A.
You can board now.
B.
No, it's bound for somewhere else.
C.
I agree. It's a great city.
Number 28.
Do you have any ideas on lowering costs?
A.
We can reduce staff.
B.
It totals $17.50.
C.
I thought the same thing.
Number 29.
Would you like to buy this dress that you've been looking at?
A.
Certainly, if I had the money.
B.
It cost almost $500, but it was worth it.
C.
I tried, but the shop was closed.
Number 30.
Did the head office approve this?
A.
Yes, it's over on 3rd Avenue.
B.
Yes, I've been there twice.
C.
Yes, they called today.
Number 31.
Who chaired the meeting?
A.
She worked a long time ago.
B.
The chief financial officer did.
C.
I'll be attending the meeting myself.
Number 32.
How much did you pay for the purchases?
A.
It decreased by 20%.
B.
About $28,000.
C.
I'm afraid it's out of stock.
Number 33.
Who should I speak to about opening an account?
A.
Mr. Grant can help you. Have a seat and I'll call him for you.
B.
Yes, by all accounts, the opening was a huge success.
C.
Yes, I'll tell him right away.
Number 34.
Are you sure we can launch this product ahead of the competition?
A.
I'm supposed to meet my client to have lunch today.
B.
As long as we remain behind the schedule.
C.
I believe that he won the award at the contest.
Number 35.
What city did you grow up in?
A.
I visited many years ago, but it still feels like yesterday.
B.
On the south side of Chicago.
C.
I just got back from an incredible vacation in New York City.
Number 36.
Could you translate this essay for me from French to English?
A.
I'm pretty fluent in Italian.
B.
Sure, when do you need it by?
C.
I took the course, but it was very difficult.
Number 37.
Which would you like to order, the chicken or the fish?
A.
I'll go for the fish.
B.
Sure, I'd like to.
C.
No, I didn't go fishing with them.
Number 38.
Why don't you get a hotel room near the airport?
A.
It takes 2 hours from here.
B.
Your room number is 202.
C.
Actually, it's too far from the downtown office.
Number 39.
What do you think of the new advertising campaign?
A.
I didn't agree with them.
B.
It's better than the last one.
C.
Yes, we should advertise the new products as soon as possible.
Number 40.
Would you prefer a window seat or an aisle seat?
A.
An aisle seat would be better.
B.
Yes, the window is the new one.
C.
Actually, I prefer to watch than to play.